What's going on? It's M-Town, where it all goes down. Listen, call your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your uncle, your cousins, and let them know the number one Kingdom hip-hop show is on right now. Revolt Radio on 100.3 WVZM.
Mark with another one. Team P31. I'm a real woman. I ain't no Barbie.
Boom.
P31, that's what they call me.
Uh-huh.
I walk in the building and the party starts. Ella the Picasso. Yeah, I'm a work of art. Now go live on my ladies. Go live.
Go live.
Go live on my ladies. Go live.
Go live.
Go live on my ladies. Go live. Jazzy on the outside. Beautiful on the inside. Proverbs 31 in the building, and I'm all real. Barbies are for the children. Virtuosity is back, can you feel it? I'm a new woman, I've been graced by the spirit.
Uh-huh.
Representing for my women, where my ladies at?
Hey.
And classy ain't dead, we bringing it back.
Nah.
And we so fierce, but no cat fights. Being watched by the father, so we act right. Game on lock, we keep it tight. Keep it 100, the cash right.
Cash.
Got our own house, own job, own car. And if you looking for us, don't go to the bar, cause we ain't there, been there, done that. And when I look back, it was never all that. If you don't feel this, fall back. I'm on a mission, ain't nobody got time for that. I'm a real woman, I ain't no Barbie.
Boom.
P31, that's what they call me.
Uh-huh.
I walk in the building and the party starts. Ella the Picasso, yeah, I'm a work of art. Now go live on my ladies, go live.
Go live
on my ladies, go live.
Go live
on my ladies, go live. Jazzy on the outside, beautiful on the inside. Now go live on my ladies, go live. Touching my toes, he can have a Range Rover, I can get plenty of those. My God got a super fat bank account. I'm omnipotent, so the cash ain't running out. And when I say I'm classy, you ain't gotta doubt, cause I ain't running around with all my junk hanging out. If he wanna see something, let him imagine. And don't touch me, no grabbing. If you demand respect, then you gon' have it. And lowering your standards is a bad habit. You're worth more, so act like it. If he ain't married to the goodies, he can't have it.
Nope.
Yeah, you a bad broad, but I'm well behaved. And I don't need a Superman to be saved.
Right.
The price of beauty, Jesus Christ been paid.
Okay.
Thank God for the makeover, I'm remade.
Boom.
I'm a real woman, I ain't no Barbie.
Boom.
P31, that's what they call me.
Uh-huh.
I walk in the building and the party starts. Ella the Picasso, yeah, I'm a work of art. Now go live on my ladies, go live.
Go live,
go live on my ladies, go live.
Go live.
Live on my ladies, go live. Jazzy on the outside, beautiful on the inside. Now go live on my ladies, go live.
Go live,
go live on my ladies, go live.
Go live,
go live on my ladies, go live. Jazzy on the outside, beautiful on the inside. Team full of queens, tell Jack we up one. Stepping out with my girl, team Proverbs 31. Keep her legs closed, you could call her a keeper. Looking out for my girls, I'm my sister's keeper. If you got a good thing, boy, you better spoil her. God first, her next, then you, in that order. If you got a good thing, boy, you better spoil her. God first, her next, then you, in that order. I'm a real woman, I ain't no Barbie.
Boom.
P31, that's what they call me.
Uh-huh.
I walk in the building and the party starts. Ella the Picasso, yeah, I'm a work of art. Now go live on my ladies, go live.
Go live,
go live on my ladies, go live.
Go live,
go live on my ladies, go live. Jazzy on the outside, beautiful on the inside. Now go live on my ladies, go live.
Gang. All day.
I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. A lot, cause he know I got wisdom and I get it from God. So we thank God for me, cause he know what he got. He ain't talking to me crazy and he ain't trying to box. And he know we ain't married, so he can't get the box. But he ain't mad about it, cause he down for the cause. never mess up his view. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. He gotta run me my bling. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. He gotta run me my bling.
I don't gotta show my body, cause my man's super godly. We ain't gotta hit a lick, but we like Clyde and Body. The world looking up to us like we Offset and Cardi. Except he a real man, so he don't want no Barbie. And we made in God's image, so we look like our daddy. We ain't on your timeline just to show that we happy. He got favor from the cloud, so he don't need the clout. When I look at how we live, I can tell what he bout. He gon' tell me put it back when I go in my pocket. And the date me ain't expensive, so we making a profit. He know how to calm me down when I get a smart mouth. Then I tone right down, we serve the Lord at his house. He know how to pray for me when I'm feeling hormonal. And he ain't just my type, man, this king is the proto. We a picture perfect match, no mirror, no photo. And you can have the same thing, sis, he just a promo. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. He gotta run me my bling. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. He gotta run me my bling.
Yeah, y'all, what's up? It's Revolt Radio, and it's your boy, Timo with the Dance Moves.
And it's your girl, Merc, a.k.a. Miss P31.
And this is our birthday takeover.
The whole take it over.
Right. We taking over. Where is it? But yes, the Hope Dealer is on vacation, and he left the reins to the birthday twins to do our thing, and we are not going to disappoint. We have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to interview one another because we're two very interesting people. And you will get to know. Merc, what's going on with you? What's going on with you?
You know, I'm just living the high right now.
Yeah.
My birthday weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to be celebrating 30. You know, I feel really good about this because there were a lot of negative things that the enemy was trying to bring to me about 30 with just thinking about, you know, we always have these timetables of how we want to be at a certain place by a certain time.
Yeah.
We want to be married. We want to have kids. We want to have a certain financial status. But I just thank God because he gave me so much encouragement that really 20 was just training, preparation for the big show. So I'm really expecting God to really show up and show out this year, this decade. So I'm excited. I have a huge expectation. I'm thankful for what 20 brought me, but I'm excited about what it prepared me for in this next phase.
Yeah, amen. Well,
so
y'all,
what's going on? How you feeling?
Bro, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a year older, I guess. A year older, I guess. 35, rounding up. I'm on the other, about to be 40.
Don't rush it now.
I don't want to rush it. I don't want, you know, take every year at its own pace, enjoy everything that God has for me every single year. So I'm just excited to see what 35 is bringing me.
Yeah. You know, so just so you know, it's the same day. Our birthday is the same day.
The same day.
It's all about June 26th. And so we're going to celebrate all weekend long. For the rest of the month, really.
Right. Because it's not that many more days left in the month after June 26th.
See, that's what's messed up.
But I know.
We should start on June 1st.
We should. Next year. But hey, y'all should be excited because since it is her 30th birthday, we are playing Merc all day long.
Okay.
Merc. Everything Merc. Y'all already know what it is. It's Revolt Radio.
It's Team P31. All my lady strut. Go. I'm a queen, you a queen, you know what I mean.
Ay.
Me and my lady step out strutting like we royalty.
Ay.
I'm a queen, you a queen, you know what I mean. Me and my lady step out strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royalty. Me and my lady step out strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royal. Strutting like we royalty. Me and my lady step out
start strutting like we royalty.
I was born to be a queen. I was born with everything I need to be successful. Yeah. Jesus Christ, he resides in me. And I'm so blessed, so haters can't tell me anything. I still respect them. I never call my ladies bees. I call them sisters in the kingdom. They my family. What you know about that royalty?
What you know?
I got mansions in the clouds on them gold streets. After this, I get a crown and it's on fleek. I said I'm a queen.
Yeah.
And my mind is more flawless than my hair be. My intellect to make you stare, G.
Staring?
Yeah, I know you like my virtuosity. I'm a queen, you a queen, you know what I mean. Me and my ladies step out strutting like we royalty. I'm a queen, you a queen, you know what I mean. Me and my ladies step out strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royalty. Me and my ladies step out strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royal. Strutting like we royalty. Me and my ladies step out strutting like we royalty.
Every time I'm on the scene, got some bad girls with me. Sweet and they pretty, wise and they witty. Yeah, they got high self-esteem. Confidence, they don't lack any. And we are all winning, so we are all chilling. Repping the king, and they are all turning up with me. P31 is the team, running the town. And we taking over your city. And we do not pump up our booty, cause we are already too pumped up with our inner beauty. Putting God first, is him who we serve. Disrespect him, and you got some nerve. Hardworking women, we putting in work. We are too busy, so we do not twerk. Cause we are superb, and we know our worth. And we know what we all deserve. You better quit all your games, cause we do not play. This is not the NBA, this is no game. So if you ain't coming correct, boy, you ought to be so ashamed. We do not settle for less. So if you are stepping to us, then you best be bringing your best. My daddy is God and he is a king. I guess that makes me a princess.
Yeah, I'm a queen, you a queen, you know what I mean.
Ay.
Me and my lady step out strutting like we royalty. I'm a queen, you a queen, you know what I mean. Me and my lady step out strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royalty. Me and my lady step out strutting like we royalty. Strutting like we royal. Strutting like we royalty. Me and my lady step out strutting like we royalty.
Strut, 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 strut,
yeah.
Strut. Strut, 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 yes!
Team
P31.
I'm out here trying to say so. You out there trying to get bankroll. I think I'm out here to win.
Win.
I think you out to pretend. We are not on the same thing, bro. You think we on the same team,
though.
You out for some trust in regions. I'm out here building kingdoms. I'm out here trying to say so. You out there trying to get bankroll. I think I'm out here to win.
Win.
I think you out to pretend.
Yeah.
We are not on the same thing,
bro.
You think we on the same team,
though.
You out there trying to get bankroll. I'm out here trying to say so. I'm out here trying to save souls. You out there trying to get bankroll. I think I'm out here to win. I think you out to pretend. I think you out for your empire. I think you Cookie and Lucius line. I know I'm out for the kingdom. I know I'm out for the reason. I can see it's fishing season. I can tell I got the bait. I can tell I got the salt. I can tell that they've been waiting. I know they anticipating. So thirsty they salivating. And I know I got the juice. Talking about that living water. So what else was I to do?
Huh?
But introduce them to the Father?
Yeah.
But you gotta tell me the truth. Cause that ain't what you trying to do. You trying to act all brand new. You trying to build a new church. Get a new purse. You trying to get some new shoes. That's all that you trying to do. I'm out here trying to save souls. You out there trying to get bankroll. I think I'm out here to win.
Win.
I think you out to pretend. We are not on the same thing, bro. You think we on the same team, though. You out for some trust in regions. I'm out here building kingdoms. I'm out here trying to save souls. You out there trying to get bankroll. I think I'm out here to win.
Win.
I think you out to pretend. We are not on the same thing,
bro.
You think we on the same team, though. You out there trying to get
the world, though. Now I'm talking about you church folk. Every week you go to church, so you don't never want to work, though. You want that tithe and offering, but you ain't bringing no healing. The devil tearing our kids up. You at church letting them die. So Satan think he done lucked up, but he in for a surprise. Cause me and Dale, we done turned up. Me and Dale saving lives.
Me and Merc on the rise, and I'm pressing for the prize. June 10, Gemini, so I grind like two guys. Double the souls, double control. Two is still better than one. We on the roll, saving these souls. Public the enemy, one. And I hate all of his sons. Yes, and I call them demons. Battle is already won. We just saved another one.
I'm out here trying to save souls. You out there trying to get bankrolled. I think I'm out here to win. I think you out to pretend. We are not on the same thing, bro. You think we on the same team, though. You out for some trust and regions. I'm out here building kingdoms. I'm out here trying to save souls. You out there trying to get bankrolled. I think I'm out here to win. I think you out to pretend. We are not on the same thing, bro. You think we on the same team, though. You out there trying to get bankrolled. I'm out here trying to save souls.
Yeah, we back, and like we said before, we're gonna interview one another. You all get to know a little bit more about us. Plus, we interviewed Dale, so
yeah,
it's only right. It's only right
that
we get to interview one another. And you know, since I am the elder, I will go first. So, Merc, what is one thing you want to leave in your 20s?
Okay.
We getting right to it.
You know what? I think one thing I really want to leave in my 20s is people pleasing. And I feel like that's something that has actually been with me probably my whole life. I think that growing up, I always had a desire to be perfect and to attain perfection. And anytime I disappointed someone, or even I was really clumsy as a kid too, when I think about it, like whenever I would drop something, like it seems like every time we went to go get something to eat, my mom and I would be carrying our stuff back into the house, and I would always drop her drink. And it would always be her drink. Like, it wouldn't be mine. And she would be like, "You always drop my drink," you know. And I would be so upset. But it would be like little things like that that I would always hate to disappoint people, or to allow people to be unhappy with me, upset with me. And that was a small thing. And my mom, you know, she was fine. It was cool. But it was just one of those things that I feel like I saw show up all the time, to where I never wanted anyone to ever have an issue with me. And so I feel like it caused me to be a people pleaser a lot of times. And I think that the difficult thing is when you transition into who God's called you to be, and when you have a really big anointing on your life, when you have a big calling on your life, there are certain things that God calls you to that make other people uncomfortable, yeah, or make you not be able to gel with other people anymore.
Yeah.
And so I would find that sometimes I would be dwindling my anointing, or dwindling the calling or the expectation on my life for the sake of people's comfort, or even settling, you know, for certain things because I didn't want the other person to be hurt. And so that has a lot to do with like the empathy that I have too. And just, I mean, I am a very loving person. I always want to take care of people, but sometimes it can be at my own detriment. And so I want to be someone who says what I mean, says what I feel, says what I think, and never worries about what are they going to think, what are they going to say, how are they going to feel. If I know this is what's best for me and what God wants for me, then just being bold about it and sticking to it, because there comes a time where you have to be willing to please God more than others.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, you know, you don't want to be hurting yourself for the sake of someone else too.
Right.
And so I realized I was a lot of times not vocal about what I felt or what I thought or what was best for me. So that's something I really want to leave behind. I just want to walk in a new boldness and a new confidence this year. And I think that there's something about being 30 where you're like, I know who I am now, and I know what I want, and I know what I deserve, and I'm just not going to take anything less than that anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I say that definitely comes with being 30. You know, when people say old folk, they start just speaking their mind or whatever, I think that starts at 30. I think it starts at 30.
I'm happy to be in the club. All right. So that brings me to my question I have for you. This is like a question, but it's not like the question, because we kind of got there by based on what we just talked about.
Okay.
So you're halfway through your 30s. Mm-hmm. What are some things that I can expect, good or bad, during this decade?
Okay, man, you said during this decade. I'm like, I'm halfway there. I don't know what the second half of this decade has in store for me.
So far, just so like far, the first 5 years. Because, so of course, like, it's a big difference between 20s.
Yeah.
And so it's like 5 years living in 30. Yeah. What could I expect?
One thing that I will say, which I don't know if it's necessarily bad, though, you will find that rest is going to be more important to you. Just like I in my 20s, you know, like I could burn the midnight oil all the time and like the next morning be fine, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, go to bed at 12 and just be okay, or, yeah, or go to bed at 2 and wake up at 3 or 4 and go to work and be productive and all of that and have another long day. And it was nothing, you know, like I snapped back really quickly, but it was something about 30 to where that snap back, it wasn't like that. And so you learn that you really have to take care of your body. You really have to take care. And you're already doing the thing with changing how you're eating and all that stuff, eating in a way that's going to give you more energy,
yeah,
but also just making sure that you're listening to your body when it says, it's time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
You got to lay it down, because the older you get, the louder your body gets. like that's just how it is. Like it's gonna let you know, like, you need to slow down, you need to pump the brakes, you need to get some rest, you need to sit down, you need to tell people no. So like,
yeah,
in conjunction with what you were saying about not being a people pleaser, but I will say this, it's something about 30 that gets you about your business. You know, like at 30, like that's when BLT Studio really started to BLT Productions really started to come together as an idea in my mind, and what I wanted to do with my life and how I wanted to make this more than just a side hustle.
Yeah.
And so like just the creative ideas that God was giving me, the people that he put me in contact with so I can gain wisdom, you know, like all of that, like that came in my 30s. Because,
yeah,
I was mentally and spiritually mature enough to handle the vision at that point. You know, I think there's a reason why, you know, what was John the Baptist and Jesus, both 30.
Yeah.
You know, when they were doing their things. And so, like, I think there's a spiritual reason behind that, because you are prepared mentally and spiritually for those things. And also, like, it's just something about 30, like, that goes back to the other point. It makes you realize I'm not invincible. I'm not invincible, so I have to be more intentional.
That's good.
With the things that I do. Like, I'm not going to be here forever, and if I'm not going to be here forever, I want to make sure that while I'm here, I'm doing everything God called me to do. But also, I don't have the energy to waste my time anymore.
Come on.
Like, I just don't have the energy to waste my time. If I'm doing something, whatever I do, it's because my heart is in it. I have a passion for it. You will never find me doing something that I don't have a passion for anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing that I have enjoyed about my 30s. It's something that you can look forward to. You know, just, I know you got the Queen Essentials. You know, you got the music career. You're speaking. Like God is already starting to give you different ideas on, like, branding yourself,
yeah,
and things to do. And you can just expect an increase of that, but also, like, more grace.
Thank you, God.
On those, yes, efforts. Because, like, look, I would have never imagined that in 5 years, like all that I've accomplished with BLT Studio, and at this point it's still just my other job.
Amazing.
My other job, but I'm doing big things with it.
Yes, you
and
are.
So like I'm excited.
You're recording this show at,
yeah,
BLT
right now in BLT Studios. I'm recording this show. But you know, like it's just been a blessing. And so yeah, I think that's some stuff you can look forward to.
That's good. Yeah. Well, y'all, we're going to get right back into these bangers, and we'll be right back with the June 26th Birthday Twins interview.
Pretty brown girl from uptown, but when I'm down south, I really gets down. I stay bragging on my melanin. I know I look good in my brown skin. Now all my people get lit. Yeah, all my people get lit. Hey, my people stay lit. Now all my people get lit. Yeah, all my people get lit. Hey, my people stay lit.
Shout out to all the queens that represent. Girl, you worth a million, you ain't never been a 10 cent. Big ups to all the kings that represent. You the son of God, you ain't never been a peasant. And I know they threw salt on ya. The salt of the world looks good on ya. And black represents the night, so you ain't that, cause you didn't represent the light. And you walking with the sun, right? That mean you walking in the sunlight. So you ain't headed to no prison, no. You headed to inheritance. And you ain't checking for no welfare. You got God's favor and it ain't fair. You only dark cause you soaking up the light. So it only makes sense to stay lit, right?
Pretty brown girl from uptown. But when I'm down south, I really gets down. I stay bragging on my melanin. I know I look good in my brown skin. Now all my people get lit. Yeah, all my people get lit. Ayy, my people stay lit. Now all my people get lit. Yeah, all my people get lit. Ayy, my people stay lit.
Light of the world, I'm a natural girl. Representing Jesus while I rock my natural curl. My great grandmama always taught her girls. She said, never cut your hair, it's your glory, girl. But I can switch it up on ya. Turn into a whole nother woman on ya. Cause when I press my hair, it's a thin girl. But when the water hit it, it's a thick girl. Ay. Shout out to all the thick girls, skinny girls, tall girls, short girls, all girls. Because God loves all girls. And he put us here to rule the earth. This is our world. So who you calling Jigaboo? Boy, bye. I'm a queen, boo. And I ain't never been a wannabe. The only person I ever wanna be is me.
Pretty brown girl from uptown. But when I'm down south, I really gets down. I stay bragging on my melanin. I know I look good in my brown skin. Now all my people get lit. Yeah, all my people get lit. All my people stay lit. Now all my people get lit. Yeah, all my people get lit. Ayy, my people stay lit.
Comma girls, where you at?
Where you at?
Mocha sisters, where you at?
Where you at?
Chocolate queens, where you at?
Where you at?
Ooh, you know you all of that. Caramel boys, where you at?
Where you at?
Mocha brothers, where you at?
Where you at?
Chocolate kings, where you at?
Where you at?
Ooh, I like them like that.
Pretty brown girl from uptown. But when I'm down south, I really gets down. I stay bragging on my melanin. I know I look good in my brown skin. Now all my people get lit. Yeah, all my people get lit. Ayy, my people stay lit. Now all my people get lit. Yeah, all my people get lit. Ayy, my people stay lit.
Liddy.
All right, we are back and we are continuing with the birthday interview. Yo. If you are just tuning in, I and my boy Timo, we are celebrating our birthdays. This is our birthday weekend. We have the exact same birthday. And so we're taking this time to allow you to get to know a little bit more about us with the birthday interview. So I have a question. And my question for you, Timo, is looking over the past 35 years, what are some accomplishments? Well, 34 years, you're going into 35. Yeah. What are some accomplishments or achievements that you are most proud of?
I would say that an accomplishment that I am most proud of is, well, I don't know if it's an accomplishment as much as it is an attribute. I feel like, especially in my 30s, I've become more self-reflective. And so I've been able to look back on years and even look back on things that I've done like within in that year or just a few days ago, whatever. But and say, like, how can I do this better?
Yeah.
How can I be better? And so, like, the fact that my mind has shifted from a it is what it is mentality to more so of like, no, that's what it was, but how can we make it better?
That's good.
You know, the fact that I'm more about self-improvement is something that I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
That I've allowed God to just really work on me in that area to where I'm not staying stagnant. It really just happened this year, but just the fact that I feel like I'm now a true worshiper.
Yeah,
you know, like that I had that breakthrough and that I'm no longer just like, oh, I worship from time to time and do all that. But that my relationship with God has truly gone to a level that I could have never expected. you know, and the fact that God is showing me that there is no ceiling to our relationship.
Come on.
That we can continue to grow. Like I'm very excited and proud of that. You know, I'm excited of the fact that, you know, I am very happily married, you know,
yes.
going into 8, 9 years. So like it's, wow. Yeah, it's been a while.
So awesome.
But yeah, so I would say those would be the accomplishments that I'm most proud of, you know, and be a TV studio.
Being on your grind.
Right.
I love it.
So you might have answered this question a little bit, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What was the greatest lesson you learned in your 20s?
The greatest lesson that I learned is that salvation is not enough for where God wants to take you.
Yeah.
I think that in the very beginning, I gave my life to Christ when I was, well, rededicated my life to Christ when I was 21. So it was very early in my 20s. And before that, I was just out there wilding, doing my thing like an average 20-year-old person does, right. You know, drinking, partying. But when I turned 22, I actually gave my life a few months before 22. And I found that when I turned 22, God revealed my purpose and revealed the vision for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see it initially, you're really excited, you're really charged, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh. And when you first get to walk with God and you first get saved, you have this like romantic relationship that's very new, like with God. And so it's like, it's just like an ecstasy phase in a relationship where everything is wonderful, everything's great, everything's so happy and exciting until you actually start going through trials and tribulations and things like that. And so I realized that that being saved was just not enough for where God wanted to take me, and that it was going to require a lot of sacrifice and a lot of obedience.
Yeah.
And it becomes very easy sometimes throughout life to forget how important that continuing that relationship is. Because if you don't, the enemy comes right back to try to, you know, bring those things from your past. And even when you're young, you know, you still do have this youthfulness to you where you still want to be a part of what the world is doing. You still want to, you know, fit in. You still want to sow your wild oats or whatever they would say. And so it doesn't just go away just because you get saved. Like, you have to actually maintain that relationship, and you have to work hard to maintain it, because the pressures of the world and the generation and being a part of what they're doing are really, really, really tempting.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, I had to learn that prayer was daily. Worship is daily. The word is daily.
Yeah.
Like, just being in his face constantly in every season has to happen daily, and it has to happen when you are going somewhere in God.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're very easily distracted. You're very easily influenced, because I think still, like, you're younger, and so it's like, you know, it's easy for people to kind of influence you and shape the way you think and shape the way you move and shape the decisions that you make. And so if God is not that constant person that you're checking in with, then you'll find yourself making choices that when you are 30, you'll be like, dang, why did I do that? Or, you know, I feel like I may have wasted some time in those areas.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's just like staying in the place where God can still correct you and can still deliver you daily, like, and still heal you daily.
Yeah.
And keep working on you. So I think that's something that I definitely learned during 20s is, you know, it's just really not enough to just know God. Like, you have to really follow him, because that time is really crucial, because that's where God does want to download things into you. Because just like you are getting mature, like, you're not just a child, but, you know, you still have that in between. So it's like in that space, like, God has the freedom to actually reveal a lot of stuff to you and to use you in a really big way. But the enemy also wants to use you, you know, in a significant way too. So that was a big thing for me to learn, definitely.
Awesome. Wisdom. And now that she's 30, dropping that wisdom on y'all. But we about to drop these hits, these bangers on y'all. You already know what it is. It's Revolt Radio.
You know why I don't even call myself a Christian?
Because
people give it a bad name. Because they ain't got no power and they scared.
Ooh.
That's why I call myself a kingdom citizen.
Ooh.
Me and DMG, we ain't never scared. Holy South Revolt, we ain't never scared. Yeah, that's why they call me Merc, because I'm never scared.
Hey.
I'm so bold. Been afraid, yeah, you know me.
No.
I told Jesus I'ma ride, yeah, I'm down G.
Down G.
I'ma tell her how it is. I'm so bold. Hey.
world of darkness. Pull up with the life in the world of coffins. Tell you what the Lord said, I ain't finished talking. Power in my shadow, you get healed when I finish walking. I tell the demons and you hush when the queen is talking. Disrespect me and the whole kingdom get to pop. Protect the law and call the shots like I'm Johnny Cocker. When I open up my mouth, man, the devil stop it. Yeah, I live bold, I let my light shine. And I ain't talking about just splodging on my timeline. Talking about that loyalty, man, about mine. A lot of people claim they Christian, but they outline. They don't got no real conviction on the inside. They the type of Christians that'll run and go hide. I'm the type of kingdom citizen to die trying. I'm the type that's on that battlefield on the front line. B to the O to the L-D.
L-D.
I ain't never been afraid, yeah, you know me.
Know me.
I told Jesus I'ma ride, yeah, I'm down, G.
Hey.
I'ma tell it how it is.
Get
slipping, you get ministry.
Ministry.
Ay, we gon' talk about your money, see?
Money.
We gon' talk about you selling drugs for Tennessee. We gon' talk about you killing homies in these Memphis streets.
Memphis Street.
We gon' talk about your anger and your pride.
And your pride.
We gon' talk about your greedy mentality. We gon' talk about your stealing and your robbery. We gon' even talk about your homosexuality.
We gon' talk about that phone flag. I mean that talent period, bitch, green egg. We gon' talk about your baby mama and y'all shack. Living like y'all married, but y'all stay jacked. Everybody getting money, ain't nobody lacking. Don't nobody work at Burger King, they just stacking. Everybody gangsta, gap goons, that's packing. Ain't got the pot to pee in, but the homie brag.
B to the O to the L-D. I ain't never been afraid, yeah, you know me.
Know me.
I told Jesus I'ma ride, yeah, I'm down, G.
Down, G.
I'ma tell it how it is.
Hey.
But your girl ain't scared of nothing. When I tell you I would die, I ain't even frightened. Still down even if they bring the guillotine. Rapping Jesus till I leave, you know what I mean?
Hey, I told him I'd give my life like Martin Luther. I told him I'm down, I ain't talking Buddha. I'm in these stages talking truth, ain't talking Luther. I ride down on ya, I ain't talking Uber.
B to the O to the L-D. I ain't never been afraid, yeah, you know me.
Know me.
I told Jesus I'ma ride, yeah, I'm down, G.
Down, G.
I'ma tell it how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby, we back with a birthday interview, y'all. We're about to do it, y'all.
Yes.
Timo with the Dance Moves, Merc P31. It's our birthday, you know, weekend, June 26th. Babies, just 5 years apart. And so, like, just so y'all get to know a little bit more about us, you know, we're interviewing one another. This is our show.
It's our show.
It's our show today. It's the birthday takeover.
Yes.
So we're going to do just that. We're going to take over.
Yes.
And so my last question for you today: what is the vision for Merc in her 30s?
Okay. A lot. Glory to God, I have an opportunity to speak by faith in this moment.
Yes.
I see for myself marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to be married, and I feel like I'm getting more prepared than I've ever been. I think that the things that I've learned and the way I've grown and I've gotten to know myself, I think sometimes, like, in 20s, you don't fully know everything, you know, about yourself. And I don't, that's not to discourage anyone to get married at 20s. But I know for me, because I was navigating my life, but also ministry and getting to know what my anointing and my calling was and what God needs from me, it was like I may have made a wrong decision, like, had I done it then. So I feel like now I've really grown a lot, and I definitely think that God's been preparing me for that. So I'm very excited about marriage. I'm very excited about future children. If God wants to do me like Sarah and Abraham,
oh yeah,
be it God's will, but I don't typically want to be 40 and just in starting my family. So I do look for something to go on in the 30s with my children. I do also see myself in a financially blessed place.
Yeah.
I really do want to see that for my life. I know that I've sown a lot, and I've been so thankful to be in a season of sowing and pouring my talent, my treasure, and my time in. But I'm definitely looking for a harvest. Like, I want to own my own home, and I want to own just whatever it is, and I want to be in a position of giving more.
Yeah.
Like, I think that I want to see the things that I've sown into produce harvest so that I can be an even bigger sower, honestly. Yeah. Because I think about so many things that I want to do, how I want to accomplish things for young women, and how I want to bless my community. And just, there are things on my heart that I've had, like, whatever it is that a child or a young woman wants to do, whether it's education or whether it's a business or whether it's just God giving her a vision, I've always had this desire to want to pour and invest into people. And yeah, sometimes it is wisdom, but sometimes it's money, you know, and it's help. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I just want to be in a place where I can actually really pour out to the needy, like Proverbs 31 says. So that's important for me. And my vision is just really to be in a closer relationship with God, like, yeah, never before. I feel like there's always somewhere higher to go, and I'm never satisfied as far as my relationship with him, as far as the strength of my spirit, my ability to hear him, my ability to be used by him.
Yeah.
And so in 30s, it's just like you said, like, Jesus's ministry really started at 30. So I feel like everything before this has been preparation and training, but I really want to see myself walk in the full power and anointing,
yeah,
of ministry, and to see the gift of healing or the gift of prophecy or the gift of, you know, teaching, evangelism, whatever it is that God has given me to do. I honestly just want to see people's lives be changed by my prayers, you know, yeah, by me touching them. I want to see I want to see people just really be healed. And so that's important for me, to really see the impact on a greater scale,
yeah,
than what I've seen thus far. So I think that that would be my vision. And, you know, just to be in peace and in joy. Like, you know, I know that trials and tribulations are going to come, but I definitely want to be more established in faith, you know, yeah, in these 30s. Because I think that, you know, we have faith, and then difficult things happen and trials come. But I just want to be in a place where I'm like, you know what? It don't matter what's going on. I just trust God.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what the situation is. And I'm not going to be perfect, but just where I worry less, trust more, just believe more, and just allow God to just really do his thing.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, for you, my question is very similar. What do these next 5 years look like for you in terms of preparation for where you want to be at 40?
That's a really good question. I know that I am ready for children, you know. I'm ready for that to happen. And so, like, I've just been preparing by growing as a man of God to be a man who is worthy of the blessing that I've been speaking over my children, the
That's
type
good.
Of children that I've been praying for. You know, because a lot of times we can pray for something, but forget that we have to prepare ourselves for what that thing that we're praying for. And if we don't properly prepare, then that's how we fumble the blessing.
That's
you
good.
Know? And so, like, I'm not trying to fumble the blessing of my children.
No, you don't want to do that now.
So just making sure that I am developing a deeper relationship with the Word, because you can always have a deeper relationship with the Word.
Always.
You know, like, it's more than just 5-10 minutes or even an hour with God, you know, because I'm like, I'm going to be over my entire family. It's not just going to be me and Alicia anymore. It's going to be me, Alicia, and some children. And so my prayer life really got to be up there.
Yeah.
You know, my worship life really has to be up there. And so just making sure that that I'm doing that and getting in the practice of honoring God in all things. You know, a lot of times we can go through our day and different things that we do, and it's just like a job, like me going and teaching. That could just be a job that I do without thinking about, I need to honor God in this.
Yeah.
And just because, like, I just feel like by honoring God in everything we do, that's how he blesses the things that we want him to do for us.
That's right.
You know, like if I want BLT Productions to blow up on a grand scale, then I have to blow God up. I have to make disciples. Yeah. I have to honor him in everything that I'm doing. I have to let him see God in every aspect of my life. I'm going to allow you to use me however you see fit. So that way, when you do give me the promise, you can trust me to use that again to make disciples on a larger scale than I already was. Yeah. My promotion is not for me, it's for your kingdom.
Come on.
And so just as long as just working unto God in everything that I do, and also just really trying to live a healthier lifestyle,
yeah,
you know, because I want to be here.
That's right.
And we get too caught up, just especially in the Black community, on what we're used to eating.
Yeah.
And not going to the doctor and not going to the dentist and just like doing all these other things, like who needs this insurance, is this insurance. No. Mm-mm. I want to be here.
Yes.
So I'm going to make the necessary changes that I need to make to ensure that I'm here to not only see my children, but to see my grandchildren.
That's right.
You know, and God can do that.
And you want to be healthy enough to be able to play with them.
Exactly.
And kick it with them and whatever.
Right. And so I'm
run
I'm
after
not,
them and whoop them.
I mean, if they need it. but I'm not going to be selfish anymore.
That's right.
You know, and that mentality is a selfish mentality, because somebody got to take care of me if I get sick.
Mm.
So that stuff I'm putting on my wife, that stuff I'm putting on my children, because I don't want to take care of myself.
Mm, that's
and that's
good.
Something I don't want to do. And so like, yeah, that's so just I'm mainly focusing spiritually on doing what I need to do to see the life that I want to see at 40. And then physically, it's more so just getting myself healthy.
That's what
it is. And I just, those two things will keep me busy enough.
Yes, it will.
So, yeah.
I love it. Man, that's beautiful. That is so powerful. And with that being said, whenever you try to spiritually grow, the enemy always tries to send distractions to slow you down. So this one is a shout out to T-Mo, myself, and anyone else who was looking to do great things this year and in this next decade in 2020. Sometimes you just got to tell those distractions that I'm going to call you back. So here's my new single, Call You Back.
Merk. 31 Gang. Who is this? Oh no.
I ain't got time for the trash. I ain't got time for the black. You ain't really talking about nothing right now. If you ain't talking about God, I'ma call you right back.
Bye.
Ay, I ain't got time for the trash. I ain't got time for the black. You ain't really talking about nothing right now. If you ain't talking about God, I'ma call you right back.
Bye.
Girl, you wildin' on my line. I'ma call you back.
Bye.
Boy, you wasting all my time. I'ma call you back.
Night.
Yo, you about to get declined. I'ma call you back.
She's talking about she about to go get a bag. She's talking about she about to scam on a ninja and she want me to have her back.
Goodbye.
She's talking about they about to suck out her stomach. Sprung off them Instagram models she wanted. She's talking about they finna pump up a butt. Magic City, she's working and such.
Get off my phone with that hot girl summer. If I wasn't trying to help her, I would change my number. All these wicked mindless Barbies trying to lead her astray. With that city girl mentality, they ratchet and fake.
They ratchet.
They got a lesson to learn. I got a lot to prove. It's my turn. I'm coming straight for the throne. They got a lot to lose. This my turf. 31 Gang got class. This is summer school. Do the math. I'm in the master class. I'ma have to call you back. I ain't got time for the trash. I ain't got time for the blab. You ain't really talking about nothing right now. If you ain't talking about God, I'ma call you right back.
Bye.
Ay, I ain't got time for the trash. I ain't got time for the blab. You ain't really talking about nothing right now. If you ain't talking about God, I'ma call you right back.
Bye.
Girl, you wildin' on my line. I'ma call you back. You wasting all my time, I'ma call you back.
Night.
Yo, you about to get declined, I'ma call you back.
Bye.
I'm too focused on my golly grind, I ain't calling back. He in my DM, he tripping, talking about Netflix and chilling. He think I'm silly, like I don't know what he on. He trying to get him a feeling. I'm like, really? Boy, I'm grown. I ain't coming to your house just to sit up on your couch. I'm too worth it, take me out. What you bout? Talk about I could've got flued out. Don't impress me, boy, that's clout. Nah, I ain't blind, though, yeah, you find out. But what's coming out your mouth? It take more than hair, than nails, than new drip, boy, to turn me out. You gotta come way harder, I'm God's daughter. What you talking about? What's your mind like? What's your prayer life like? You a man of God for real, or you just a lookalike? You the father type, or the baby daddy type? You act like the daddy type, I'm waiting for the hubby type.
Yeah, baby, we back. And you already know what the time for it is. It's time for that crowning me, crowning me, crowning me, crowning me, crowning me, crowning me.
It's my birthday.
Stop messing around and with me. Crowning me.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, birthday mix for y'all. And of course, it is going to the queen, Merk, Miss P31, but it is my favorite Merk song of all time. Welcome to KK by Merk, the greatest holy hip hop song in the last 4 or 5 years. Let's hit it.
I was created to be a princess born as a peasant. Didn't recognize the snake when I met it. Didn't see the fruit was bad before I bit it. Didn't see the warning signs before I did it. And even if I did, probably still would have did it. Cause I got an evil heart and I admit it. I'ma do whatever I gotta do. Cause if it's about the money, I'ma get it. If it's gonna get me high, I'ma hit it. Love my life of sin, I'ma live it. Already know I'm another statistic. Daddy wasn't here, so yeah, I'm suspicious. Another black girl on Satan's hit list. I'm so twisted with all this hate, all this anger, all this pain. Destined for hell, yeah, that's my fate. Then Jesus yells out, wait. That ain't you, that's fake. Every single thing that you think you are is exactly who you ain't. You ain't just black, you're royal. You ain't just dirt, you're soil. If I plant my seed, you gon' bear my fruit. You gon' bear my name, you royal. I am that I am, let me save you. You can rule this life that I gave you. You know all the things that you can't do. Let me show you all the things that I can do. Keys to the kingdom, I'm giving them to you. I'm giving them to you, now what you gon' do? You gon' queen up, you gon' stay the same, now what you gon' do? I'ma receive you, I'ma go hard. I'ma let the people know you're my God. I'ma use my gifts and talents to stir up this pond. Catch these fish and do my job. Won't look back, no, I won't stop. I am forgetting my past. Living for eternity, make it last. I'ma be the leader of my class. Teach them kingdom, teach them class. Teach them how giving up one thing for you comes back 7 times, that's mad. I'm gonna mark them with these raps. I'm gonna expose Satan's traps. I'm gonna open up their eyes. Help them get their vision back. They got Barbie mentalities. I got real life and vitality. They got ratchetness on they TV screens. I got righteousness in my ivy. They got red bottoms, they bloody. My sins covered, I'm bloody. They got fake friends and bad company. I got Jesus Christ as my buddy. They got bad goals for relationships. Got gold chains on my ring nail. That's because I got faith for this. The way I skip over these Jezebels, you can tell I'm about to king a prince. I ain't talking no checkers, but favor can make a man better. Plus, I got 31 flavors. Get it, sis? I'm just talking that kingdom talk, but I've been walking that kingdom walk. Don't gotta say a word, my queendom talk. So I'm confident with it, bold how I live it. Beautiful, plus I'm bad when I spit it. Full of the spirit, homie gon' be so glad if he get it. Until then, I'm focused. I'm putting the devil on notice. Earth is mine, I own it. I'm claiming my inheritance. I'm here now, I won't quit. The kingdom's here, it's evident. Kingdom culture, this is it. Get ready for the experience.
And now as we get ready to end this show, we are going to end it with a wow moment, the word of the week, just to send some encouragement your way. Listen, me and Timo are excited. We're celebrating birthdays, and we're looking forward to what God has for us for 2020, for this next decade. And sometimes you can get a little bit anxious whenever you have a birthday, because it seems like time is winding down and you need to make decisions and changes need to be made. But I just want to remind you that it is very, very simple. No need to worry. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you are planning, what you're seeing for your future. As long as you commit it to the Lord, then your plans are going to be successful. He said that he has plans for us, not to harm us, but to give us a hope and a future. So as long as you keep trusting God with your plans, looking to him to get his plans, then you will always prosper and you will always have a future. I thank you so much for tuning in to this birthday take over on Revolt Radio, and we can't wait to talk to you next week on the hottest kingdom hip-hop show. Happy birthday, Timo.
Happy birthday. It's Revolt Radio.
Yeah. Ooh, girl, he give me life. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. And I slay, 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 demons on sight. Liddy, cause my best friend name is Jesus Christ. Ooh, my God, you give me life. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. And I slay, 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 demons on sight. Liddy, cause my best friend name is Jesus Christ. Ooh, you give me life. You give me life, you giving me life. You give me life, you giving me eternal life. You give me life, you give me life, you giving me life. You give me life, you give me life. L-I-F-E, can you tell me what does it mean? Huh? It's popping bottles on ice, huh? Or hitting models all night. So huh? It's flexing all in the club, oh. So everybody show love. Oh, it's trying to go beyond, so you give the broccoli a pug. A fat wad of money, a red Lamborghini. It's haters on jealousy, so you busting back with that Uzi. It's makeup that's leaky, a whole squad that's pretty. Red bottoms on your feet, initials for Louis V. Girl, please. The devil got you deceived, and the media got you blind. You need to open up your eyes, cause that life is like a movie. It's Disney, it's fantasy, it's made up, it's Maybelline, it's Froze album, it's make-believe. Ooh, my God, you give me life. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. And I slay, 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 demons on sight. Liddy, cause my best friend name is Jesus Christ. Ooh, you give me life. You give me life, you give me life. You give me life, you giving me eternal life. You give me life, you give me life, you giving me life. You give me life, you give me life. Wake up in the morning, I worship up. Get on my knees and I pray it up. Open my Bible and read it up. I get so full of the spirit, I fill it up. Pipe it up, pipe it up. I'm living life, so I pipe it up. I'm living for Christ, so I liven up. All of his goodness and mercy can't get enough. Whoa, now. Let me slow it down. Let me tell you how the life you live can turn around. You acting like your life is up, but I know it's down. You living high, but the devil wants you underground. Look, you can be real. I know how you feel. You kick it all night, but the morning is real. And just to keep it going, you need a pill. But just to keep it real, you need a heal. Your idols got teeth. They eat you alive. You headed for death. The devil's a lie. But Jesus is real, and he is alive. Come get this eternal life. Get this eternal life. Ay, I got eternal life. Ay, yeah. I'm beyond. Ay. Ooh, 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 my God. You give me life. Wake up in the morning, everything's alright. And I slay, slay, slay. Demons on sight. Liddy, cause my best friend name is Jesus Christ. Ooh, you give me life. You give me life, you give me life. You give me life, you giving me eternal life. You give me life, you give me life, you giving me life. You give me life, you give me life.
I'm a queen, yeah, I know you see it. You got that 2020, even Stevie know you need it. Wonder how you made it to the tip top without me. You must have had God on your side, that's how you found me. Now that you got me, every day it's getting better. And we still got some haters, we ain't tripping, it's whatever. The way I love God got you thinking about forever. We making black history, Martin and Coretta. I'm a boss lady, baby, you know I'm working. And I keep it cute, so we ain't arguing about twerking. I'm saving it for you, boo, you getting my respect. Don't need another dude looking at my assets. I'd rather be a Q-U-E-E-N. Cause that's what he gon' call me when I meet my kingpin. Yeah. You know I keep it royal, baby. You need that favor in your life. Female dogs ain't gon' ever do you right. Never. I'd rather be a Q-U-E-E-N. Cause that's what he gon' call me when I meet my kingpin. Yeah. You know I keep it royal, baby. You need that favor in your life. Female dogs ain't gon' ever do you right. Never.